Avocado.
Avocado.
Hey friends, this is The Young God and you're welcome to a very special bonus episode. A bonus episode unlike anything I have bonused in my short podcasting career. Usually, bonus episodes are episodes I release in between seasons, but for the first time, I'm releasing a bonus episode during an ongoing season. Anyway, these details don't matter. It's all semantics. They're all episodes and they're available to be listened to anywhere, anytime. Now, if you've listened to the first two episodes in chronological order, then you must know what time it is. If you haven't, do yourself a favor, please, and check those out. They will set you up nicely for this episode. They'll give you the proper context. This bonus episode is called The Young God Musical Showcase, and it is where I will be showcasing and curating unreleased, unmixed, and unmastered song demos I recorded while I was in uni about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Some original, some are covers. And when I say unmixed and mastered and unmastered, this means that the songs are unprocessed. They are without some of the fancy sound engineering that is usually applied on mainstream music to make them, you know, ready for the world. And I couldn't be bothered about adding those touches at the time because that costs money. And unless I had plans of being a professional musician, there was no way I was spending my hard-earned pocket money. Hard-earned, quote-unquote. Hard-earned pocket money on music. I was young, but I was not dumb, okay? Anyway, I still had time and I made over 200 songs between my first year and my final year. But I've limited the Young God Musical Showcase to the absolute best I have to offer. Best in terms of sound quality and content. The meaningful stuff. The stuff that would make you smile, laugh, wonder, and, you know, learn and just be entertained, man. It's entertaining stuff that I'm putting out right now. And this is only about 15 songs. Yeah, 15 songs, because in between all that stuff, there's a lot of crap, honestly, a lot. Some of them are so bad, I would rather die than share them with anybody. Even I would be like, what the fuck was going on here? Whenever I played them for myself, you know? You don't even want to know anyway. So anyway, what makes the Young God Musical Showcase special is that I'm not just dropping the songs on here for you to listen to without any context. Oh no, never that. I'm going to give you the stories, the tea around each song. I think that's the best part, because without that, you might as well listen to an actual professional musician rather than some amateur junk on a podcast. Remember, all of this is about mastering my narrative, telling my story, and being more vulnerable. So each song I've selected for the showcase represents different situations, scenarios, and stages in my life. I'm talking money, marijuana, girls, friendships, sex, academics, grades, emotions, you name it. I explored all this stuff in my music and I think you guys would appreciate the genius if I do say so myself. I'm really proud of what me and my friends were able to accomplish back in the day. Proud because it surprises me to this day how silly and talented I was. Proud because I haven't lost that silliness and talent at all. Proud because I did so much with so little. Proud because of the friendships, memories, and skills that those 3 years filled me with. One of the reasons I'm so good at podcasting is because I already had that experience working with audio from my college days in South Africa. So fast forward 10 years later, it's like it has come full circle in the form of podcasts. Guys, no knowledge is a waste. And you know, this is the part of my story and I'm like embracing it. So just remember that. I'm taking all the time to explain all these things just so you know that this is not me trying to use this platform to promote my music as if I am an up and coming artist. This is purely a testament to growth, love, creativity, individuality, and living life, man. I'm happy to be alive. I'm lucky to be alive. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are too. And what better way than to just, you know, do stuff like this. Just break your rules sometimes and share stuff you've been hiding. And I want you guys to come on this journey with me. All right, so you're about to enter into the world of Dirty Sexy Rodney. And Dirty Sexy Rodney lives in a cosmic womb of creativity. And when this baby starts kicking, I cannot be held responsible for your sanity. Are you kidding me? What? Now, if you've listened to the first two episodes, you will be familiar with that name, Dirty Sexy Rodney. Dirty Sexy Rodney is my musical alter ego. And I'll tell you more about that name in another episode of the showcase, because I don't want to keep you guys waiting. The song you're about to hear is called Rodney's Back, as in Rodney is back, Rodney's back. Rodney's back. How am I saying that? I don't know. Like, Rodney is back, all right? Ooh, I have this cough. Jeez. Yeah, guys. Sorry about that. Anyway, if you've listened to the first episode, you must have heard a short snip after my poetry. And it's going to be the first song on the showcase because Rodney is literally back for season 4 of The Young God. It's the perfect song for this moment. Is the perfect song for the season premiere of season 4. So here's the story, right? This song is actually a cover of an original song by Meek Mill and Rick Ross called Tupac Back. It was so popular when it came out. My God, yo, it was incredible. I just had to do my own version. So I recorded it and released it on the day of the first semester of my third year. It was perfect timing because the song was supposed to be a reminder to everyone in the university's rap community that Rodney was back, not just to school, not just to complete his course and get his degree, but to remind them who was the most skillful lyricist on campus. The competition was fierce, guys. It was fierce. The university is called Monash, South Africa. That's where I got my first and second degrees. But anyway, sorry for another day. So when it came to rapping, I used to get really creative. I wouldn't just rap about what everyone else was rapping about, but I would find outside the box stuff and outside the box punchlines and lyrics and rhymes. So in the song you're about to hear, I'm gonna be rhyming things that have to do with Harry Potter, my grades, South Africa's AIDS pandemic, the fact that I never made my bed in college, and all kinds of random things that really make this a fun song for anyone who knows me and or never knew me and just knows me now. Like, it's just gonna be an experience, I think. And this is far from the best I have in store, not even close. It's just the first song because it's a nice introduction to Dirty Sexy. One final thing, and this is important. I want you to pay attention to my lyrical ability. I like to toot my own horn because it's like, so what? It never killed anybody. But my lyrical ability is 100, guys. Whether it's with this song or any other song in the series, that's where all the stories and the clues are. My rhymes and punchlines should let you know where my poetry came, where my poetry game came from. All right then. So without further ado, let's play the tune.
I was born. knees back. Racks on racks. I'm a real nigga. Black on black. Nigga, stop that beat. Bring that back. Play it again. From the top. I'm incredible, unstoppable. Always going in like genitals. Pissing on you like urinals. Fresh to death, no funeral. Smoke the blunt, eat the cunt. I smell the blood, that's the hunt. I love to write, fuck the fun. Fuck your birthday, fuck the month. I'm unleashed like a beast, having a feast upon this mic. Spare me spits, I won't quit till I swallow all this mic. Every day, any day, holidays, I'm on this mic. I'm a bitch, I'm a pussy, I can rap upon this mic. Psych. Niggas wish I failed, I can't blame him, I just show up in the mail on your favorite magazine, radio, TV screens. I am all up in your business like it's Q-tip in your ear. Better get rid of that wax so your bitches can hear. I be all up on your face, you can call me clean and clear. I got money, I got balls like a pair of underwear. In the States, in the UK, I go ham everywhere. Nigga, call me Harry Potter, I can't make you disappear. I break it down, bro. I like the Zam. I'ma hold you prisoner like Azkaban. I don't think you understand. I'm in the man. Don't need no backup. I am the band. I'm in college getting knowledge. I didn't come here to rap. But I can't help it when these fakers just be spitting some crap. I ain't gotta call names. You know yourselves. I can't read you like them books that are sitting on shelves. Gathering dust, it's a must that I mention it now. If I didn't, I'd be sinning cause they feeling so proud. They walking around, making a sound. They drum is so empty, that's why they loud. All that matters are the grades. Next is getting paid. I don't really care for bitches cause they pussy carry AIDS. I would really like a maid cause my bed is never made. If you stepped into my room, you would think there was a raid. When I wake up in the morning, take a shit, shower, shave. Cause I gotta stay fresh. Death, somebody dig a grave. Now let us pray. Your niggas gonna need it cause I haunt you from beyond. Long after I'm dead. Rodney's back. Rodney's back. New mixtapes. Yeah. I said Rodney's back. Bitch. Sucks my balls. You know I gotta say that.
So there you have it. The very first episode of my podcast within the podcast, the Young God Musical Showcase. I like that, how that sounds though, because this is a series, right? Every week I'm going to be putting out perhaps a new song for you guys to like sample and things like that. And it's like a podcast within the podcast. So like I'm basically the host of two podcasts now, except they're, you know what? Let's not think too much about this stuff. All I really care about right now is, what did that sound like to you guys? I need the feedback on this desperately. Because right now, I'm running on faith. You know, I didn't ask anyone's opinion or anyone's, like, you know, perspective on this. I just going with my gut feeling, and I want to see how it, like, how it lands, what the response is. So please, guys, let me know. Should I close this Pandora's box or should I keep it going? Please let me know. Honest opinions only. I can handle it. Am I not a god? Should I stick with the old format, the current format, or is Dirty Sexy welcome to join in? Hit me up in the DMs on IG at The Young God Pod or Twitter at I Am The Young God. Or better still, hit me up in the Telegram group and let's all discuss our faves and our fails for these first four episodes of season four. Yes. You can find the link to the group in the description of the podcast or this episode. Thanks again for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please share the podcast with anyone you believe is worthy. You know it's not for everyone. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few know the vibes. Stay safe. Spread that good energy out there far and wide, and see you next week.